This is the Max Kellerman Show. Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio.
Hey, LA. Lakers are about to add another weapon? Is that what's about to happen? It's the Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Wait, what a thing I'm writing for Max on Boxing tomorrow on Marvin Hagler. This is the problem when you give me a boxing show. You ever watch Keith Olbermann sometimes, like in not too long ago, like do a Sports Center or something? It's like, hey, Keith, here's a show. You do what you want. But what do you think Keith Olbermann's going to talk about? He's going to talk about like 19th century baseball, right? Because you get self-indulgent. That's what I do with boxing. You give me a boxing show, and then Marvin Hagler passes. And now I get to talk about, I'm writing literally a 10-minute monologue on Marvin Hagler. Is anyone interested in this other than me? I don't know, but I don't even really care. I just like to do it. But what a thing. What a career he had. You can watch Max on Boxing. After you're done listening all about the Giants' offensive line on this show, you can hear about a middleweight champion from the 1980s for 10 minutes on Max on Boxing this Friday. Is that what's happening? Am I getting old and out of touch? Is that what's going on? First, it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Tim McMahon says, some nights, nobody can stop Luka Doncic. Even a Clippers team with notable defenders Paul George and Kawhi Leonard couldn't shut down the Mavs All-Star Wednesday night. Sometimes it doesn't matter who defends Doncic. Case in point, or 42 points, actually. Paul George, the LA Clippers superstar, whose name always comes up in conversations about the NBA's premier perimeter stoppers. Doncic made the four-time all-defensive selection look foolish on a number of occasions during his masterful performance in the Dallas Mavericks' 105-89 win on Wednesday. Caller from the last segment talked about Doncic as a face or the face of the NBA going forward. Yeah, it could easily be. Look, the NBA is an international league. Now, I think there's always kind of a racial undercurrent, right? Like the great white hope in sports in America. Well, if it's a white guy, they want to promote. The truth is, like, I look at boxing, the biggest superstars ever in boxing were African-American, usually heavyweight champions, but not always. Like, Dempsey was huge. Marciano was not as big as Dempsey. But neither one of them as big as Muhammad Ali or Joe Louis. And in recent years, Mike Tyson. And what we've seen is, in fact, as much as we've seen a racial issue in this country recently really show itself in kind of in its naked ugliness, the American sporting public would prefer even those who you may think would be looking for a great white hope would prefer it be American than foreign. So in other words, in the order of preference, you would think there are a lot of people who, whether or not they're aware of it, want that the white guy, right, as the face of a league or as the heavyweight champ or whatever the glamour position or the quarterback, which is one of the reasons why it took so long to really integrate that position in the NFL. Well, yeah, you can play this sport, but you can't be the quarterback or the coach. That's where the camera always goes on TV. That's the leader. That's the authority position. That said, I think even if the preference is white American one among a lot of people who would have those kind of rooting interests, whether or not they're aware of it, I would say African American before foreign for a lot of those same people. Now, I don't know. I have no way to prove it. But it seems to me that Luka, because he's not from here, has an uphill climb to be the face of the NBA. Because in terms of his accomplishments and skills and talent, at his age, who's really close? Who's close to Luka? By the way, he gave Paul George 21 points on 15 shots with 5 dimes and 0 turnovers. That ain't easy. Paul George is a great defender. Here's Luka after the game.
Just trying to have fun, you know, being with my teammates, you know. I think today we step a level higher, you know, from the last game. Last game we were on our level, but today our defense was great. I think that led us to the win.
You guys are in a 12-4 stretch now. What has changed for you as a group over these last 16 games after a tough start to the season?
I mean, obviously, we had a couple guys out, you know, to COVID. We are going through some time, but that shouldn't be an excuse, you know. You know, sometimes you're going to catch bad games, maybe a couple in a row. That's what we did. But then you can go on the run, you know. It's NBA. It's not going to be our last losing streak. So, but that were, that's where the team builds, and I think that that's what we did.
Porzingis won good last night. He was bad. Porzingis was bad. But let me tell you something about Porzingis. He's getting better and better. Like, the reason, and by the way, Knicks Fan TV, what's his name, the franchise, CP the franchise, was saying that I'm ducking him about calling Kristaps Porzingis the next Kareem. I never called him the next Kareem. What I said about Kristaps Porzingis way back in the day was that he's 7'3" and can face the basket and take you off the dribble and back then defend in space and whose defensive presence changes the other team. To give you an example of what that means, Kareem was 7'1". This dude's 7'3" and can take a big off the dribble and shoot from the outside. So I said, yes, he could be the best player in the game one day. But injuries have robbed him of the chance. I'm not saying he would have been in retrospect. But I do believe if he could stay healthy for a couple seasons in a row, he could challenge for an MVP. Because the issue with him really is every year he's coming back from injury. So it takes him like the whole year to get back to where he was. And then by the time you see him at the end of the year, you go, oh my God, he can really build on this next year and take it to the next level. But he never takes it to the next level because he winds up getting hurt and he has to do the whole thing again the following season. That's what he's doing now. But if Porzingis gets back even to where he was by the playoffs last year, the Mavs are still my sleeper team. Porzingis, that dude from last playoff, the 34-point, 12-board, whatever, 3-4 block guy? With Luka? Oh, it's a problem. That was Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Meantime, the very best combination in the NBA, LeBron James and Anthony Davis, if AD can get back healthy, are they about to add a weapon? Is that what's about to happen? On Wednesday, Krasinski, say it out loud, Raj.
What's that? No, you go ahead. You're the professional. Krasinski.
John, you know, the athletic guy. Reported the Los Angeles Lakers and Milwaukee Bucks, quote, are among teams to watch when it comes to potentially adding Isaiah Thomas. You know what? And by the way, Seth Greenberg has talked about this, and he's going to be on the show in a little bit. In exactly 1 minute, actually. Coach's best friend. A dude who can go get his own shot and can that shot in crunch time. Because defenses tighten up. They have time to prepare. It's coach's time right in the playoffs. Smart players who can make good decisions with the ball and get their own shots and score. Like, why do you think playoff Rondo is a thing? Because the playoffs are coach's time. Rondo's brilliant. He's a coach on the floor. He knows all the plays, you know? That makes him an all-star in the playoffs. I'm not saying Isaiah Thomas's basketball brain is on Rondo's level. But that dude can go get his own shot and score when you need him to do it. That's a dangerous playmaker to have on your team as a sixth man type guy in the playoffs. Max Kellerman Show presented by Progressive Insurance.
I like the Zags' chances, man. I like them big time.
What they're trying to do, they're seeking immortality.
To have this incredible run, heck, to be, you know, on March 14th undefeated is crazy.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know if I can reveal the person who was telling me this before I just move on to the tournament. But, look, everyone knows Schroeder's the third best player on the Lakers. But I was saying yesterday, look, to be even an average NBA point guard, it's like saying an average NFL quarterback. If you're in a league of 30 and you're like the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th best guy, that's a lot of value, actually, at the point guard position. It's a very competitive position. Like, is Schroeder that? But I had someone tell me yesterday that he thinks, and the sense is around the league I get, because this is a person who talks to a lot of people, that Schroeder, and by the way, if anyone has heard this from this person on the air, The only reason I'm not revealing their identity is because I don't know if they want me to reveal it. But he's saying Schroeder is like on a Conley level? I was shocked to hear that. I don't think of him that way. Seth Greenberg, ESPN NCAA hoops analyst, former head coach, joins me on the Goodyear Hotline. Coach!
Maxie, what's going on, brother?
It was a long time no here. I spoke to you just a couple hours ago. All right. It's always good to have
Coach
on.
Yeah. Exactly.
This is a busy time of year for you, I know, of course. UCLA, Michigan State today, Coach. What do we got?
Interesting game. You know, Michigan State, to win, the first and foremost, they've got to take care of the basketball. In games they've turned it over, they've lost. It's a simple thing. It comes down to Rocket Watts playing well. I literally just talked to Tom Izzo about an hour ago. They've got to defend a three-point line, get up underneath the three-point shooters. They've got to take care of the basketball, and they got to win on the backboards. And it's really that plain and simple. The more physical the game gets, the better it is for them. So how do they run them off the three-point line? They got to guard the ball. Tiger Campbell, the point guard for UCLA, is really, really deceptive. If they can contain him, then all of a sudden Johnny Juzang and Hawkes aren't going to get as many open looks. That will be the key to that game.
Coach, is this finally the year for Gonzaga? They cut down the nets?
And they've got as good a shot as they'll ever have, especially in relation to the field. And the reason I say in relation to the field, you know, people say, well, there's no Duke and there's no Kentucky. Well, it's not just the names Duke and Kentucky, but most times Duke and Kentucky have multiple pros on their team. Gonzaga's got three pros on their team. If you're counting dudes, they got three pros, maybe four pros, actually. So, I mean, they're not going to play against a team like, typical John Calipari team or a typical, you know, Duke team with, you know, as
loaded with prospects. Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it'll be different. They're an elite team. They're an elite offensive team, Max. I mean, they're just so fun to watch. They flow from their transition game right into their offense, and they play on concept. So, yeah, I think this is. But, you know, Illinois is playing well. Butler's dangerous. Michigan, I worry about without Livers. I mean, there'll be roadblocks and detours along the way, and there's a lot of pressure on them.
Coach, I asked Mark Few this yesterday on First Take, but I'm curious about another coach's point of view or view of another coach. Mark Few has been there the whole time, either, you know, on the sidelines as an assistant, as a head coach, and with him there, and he's obviously largely responsible for them going from mid-major to a perennial powerhouse. What has he done from your point of view that's led to that kind of ongoing success? He credits stability. The fact that he has the same AD to work with, the fact that, you know, like, but, you know, there are other guys in stable situations. They haven't taken, you know, run-of-the-mill mid-majors and turned them into powerhouses. And that's taken place over the course of this entire new century. And he's been there the whole time. What's your view of it?
Well, I think stability is one thing. Stability in his staff is important, very important. Stability in administration. And then, like, investment equals expectations. So the university made an investment, not just in Fuey, but they made an investment in the program, building a practice facility, you know, building a new kennel, the way they conduct their business. I think those things are really, really important. I think underappreciated. But also, he found a place he loves, and they built an incredible culture. And they figured out a way to attract good players, whether it was going overseas, taking a transfer or two, or recruiting elite high school players like they did this past year in Jalen Suggs. So their formula for winning is always evolving, but it's a winning formula. A couple of European guys, a couple of high school kids, and a couple of transfers, and it gets them to all buy into basically the Gonzaga way, which is really impressive.
Yeah, you got to be a place that people want to play. I guess that does start with the administration, the university making a commitment to the team, and then getting the right people there. But obviously, it's a place people do like to play. Who's your favorite sleeper in this tournament right now?
You know, I've got you know, it's interesting. You know, when you say sleeper, how deep can they go? I think that's the bigger question. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there are some early round sleepers.
Can Georgetown make the Sweet 16?
Can Georgetown make the Sweet 16? They're going to have a hard time probably getting by an LSU team.
Mm-hmm.
I think LSU is going to knock off Michigan. You know, obviously Michigan would match up. Hunter Dickinson and Wahab would be a good matchup.
Mm-hmm.
I love what Patrick Ewing's done. I love that their team celebrated with him. Mm-hmm. And you could tell those kids were playing for them.
Coach, you said something interesting.
Ohio U has a chance to make a run.
Real quick, you said something really interesting, I thought, to me on First Take today. And it reminds me of something Muhammad Ali used to talk about, and George Foreman talked about it later. You said it's one thing to just play basketball and you try to play as well as you can, but the great teams seem to have a cause, right? They're playing for something larger than themselves. And you're saying sometimes the cause can be the head coach. In Patrick Ewing's case, right, was denied an opportunity for so long, worked and worked and worked his way into this position. And you believe that their love for Ewing is fueling this team's run right now.
I really do. Patrick Ewing, you know, they lost Kid Joe, they lost Matt McClung, and those guys said some disparaging things on their way out. Yet those kids that stayed, Pat Ewing is their coach. They believe in Pat Ewing. And they struggled early. They turned it over a bunch, and you know, they weren't playing as well. They got to the tournament. You could see a team that was really focused, that was all on the same page, that was playing for their coach. And how I saw it kind of visually is the end of that game, when they won that game, usually the kids are jumping off each other and hugging each other. Maybe someone's jumping on a guy's back and he falls down and everyone piles up, you know what I mean? They were hugging their coach. Mm. They were hugging their guy. That was their guy. They were playing for their guy. And I was big as a coach and, you know, always telling our guys, I mean, we've got to have a cause. And their cause, it looked like to me, was that they believed in their guy. They stuck by their guy. They were playing for their guy, and they were going to figure it out.
Coach,
and that's what they did in the tournament.
So who is your number one sleeper, if you had to identify one?
My number one sleeper, if I had to identify one to make a deep run, say, to the, you know, maybe say Elite Eight, I'd say it's LSU. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why it's LSU. The dude factor. Mm-hmm. They got dudes, man. I mean, just it's plain and simple. They got three pros. Now, they don't guard, but they got three pros. Trenton Watford is an absolute brutal matchup. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a brutal matchup. Javante Smart can guard and score. You know, Cam Thomas can get a shot any time he wants it. Darius Days is double-figure scorer. He's got length and quickness. They've got legitimate depth. You know, they're an eight seed, yet the talent on their team is a top four seed.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if those guys just decide to commit and defend, watch out. I mean, they would be a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous team because they are really ridiculously talented.
The beauty of a one-and-done tournament.
Excuse me?
It's the beauty of a one-and-done tournament. If you have talent and they can turn it on all of a sudden, look at that. You go on a run. Who's in the Final Four, Coach?
I've got Texas, Gonzaga, Illinois, and Baylor. And I got Illinois. How can you go against a superhero?
Right.
Io DeSumo was just that. He's got the mask. I want to get one of those masks. He's got a cape. He flies around. He makes plays. Kofi Coburn carves out space in the paint. I just think they are absolutely phenomenal. And another team with a great spirit and a great joy. And I love teams that play with joy, especially in this year when we are dealing with the pandemic. So,
and they have some dominant wins over good teams. Illinois.
Ooh,
I think Illinois and Gonzaga, that's what it comes down to for a lot of folks. But Illinois cutting down the net. Look at that. Seth Greenberg, ESPN College basketball analyst. Coach, really appreciate it when you come on, of course.
Oh, Max, anytime, man.
Thank you, brother.
I love what you guys do, and I appreciate you guys for having me on the show.
Always great to have you. And Seth Greenberg is brought to you by Wendy's, proud sponsor of the 2021 John R. Wooden Men's and Women's Player of the Year. I haven't taken any calls. Every commercial break, I say, Raj, please, I need to take some people, talk to the people. I got to take some calls. Max, forget about the people. How do you refer to them? Commoners? I take offense, Raj. I'm a man of the people, and I want to talk to them. No longer a need to the Bears. Mitch Trubisky has found a new home. We're going to get into it. The tournament is finally here. The brackets have been set. The teams are ready to hit the court. And DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy, is celebrating with their largest free college basketball survivor pool ever. How large? $1 million in total prizes up for grabs. And if that's not enough, when you enter the free DraftKings $1 million survivor pool, you get a shot at winning $10,000 for every upset through the first two rounds of the tournament. It's easy to play. Just pick one team per day. If they win, you survive and advance to the next round. Last person standing is the winner. Remember, You can only pick a team once for the entire tournament, so choose wisely. DraftKings is a safe and secure app. You can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Get in on all this week's action. Download the DraftKings app now. Enter code MAX during sign-up and enter the free $1 million survivor pool. Again, that's code MAX to enter into DraftKings' free $1 million survivor pool. Eligibility restrictions and terms and conditions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. New home for Mitch Trubisky.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
Okay, I promise you this. I will not let Raj Grobes, my producer, interfere with me taking calls this segment. Raj, no matter what you do, I'm taking calls this segment. It's called the Max Kellerman Show, not the Raj Grobes Show.
Darn it.
And I'm taking calls on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Max Kellerman Show is presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests, join me on the Goodyear Hotline. According to Adam Schefter, the Buffalo Bills are giving former Bears quarterback Mitch Trubisky a one-year deal. He now becomes the backup to Josh Allen. It's a pretty good backup. Athletic guy with a lot of experience as a starter. As a backup, you could do worse, for sure. The Max Kellerman Show, presented by Progressive Insurance, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Raj is saying in my ear, get more into Trubisky. No, Raj, I'm taking calls. You understand? You hear what I'm saying? I'm taking calls.
All right.
Ethan from Texas, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max, can you hear me?
I got you, Ethan.
Okay. Yeah, Raj, first of all, yeah, we don't want to talk about that. Anyway, my girlfriend loves you, and she loves talking about you and everything like that, but I have the best thing to talk about. I was going to talk to you about NBA.
What is it about me? Wait a minute. Let's not rush past that. If I have an admirer, let's talk about that a little bit. What's so great about me?
Although she loves the face, she loves the voice.
Yes.
She loves everything, man.
Oh, really? Well, I'm quite handsome. That much is obvious, even on the radio.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank her very much for me, Ethan. Well, what is it? You want to make a prediction on the East?
Okay. No. I did. I want to just say it's a Sixers, you know, no-brainer, I think. But can I mention a trade scenario that the Jets have?
Let's hear it.
The Jets could have.
Let's hear it. What's the trade scenario?
Okay, so I mentioned it on Shanae and Golick at one point. It was like a voicemail, I believe, for the Houston Texans for Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not a Jets fan. I just want to get that out of the way. But I just think they have the best potential to get Deshaun.
Mm-hmm.
First, I mentioned the Jets moving back with Atlanta or Carolina, either get so they can get the second overall pick, get whatever quarterback they want. Jets will at least get either of their picks or, you know, and another first for 2022.
Why would Deshaun Watson, by the way, presuming that he can get through these issues now, that he clears his name, that he is, in fact, not guilty, that he clears his name, and that he resumes his career, what makes you think he would want to play for the Jets? Why would you want to go to the Jets in order to get? They're not good now, and they got to give up resources to bring you in. I just don't see a scenario where if Deshaun does clear his name, if he is in fact innocent of that of which he is accused in three civil suits now, then I would think he'd want to go to Miami. Warm weather, no state income tax, a very good team already. And, you know, usually the problem is the teams with a lot of draft capital were no good. That's how they got the draft capital. In Miami's case, they got it through trades. They got the third overall pick, and they're already pretty good. They're already kind of really good. Deshaun would put them over the top. Mitch from Jersey, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Max, how you doing? Good show. I want to talk about your Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you say you should go try and get Pitts, second round. Amare St. Brown, my dog loves you too. And now that Buffalo's got Trubisky, Jake Fromm will probably be available. I think he'd give Daniels a good run for the money.
Who would Jake Fromm give the run for the money to? Yeah, I know who Jake Fromm is.
Daniel Jones.
Yeah, I mean, if that's true. Look, Jake Fromm was one of the more highly regarded quarterback prospects in college, but then he did not seem to progress past a certain point. The fact that Jake Fromm, like, he wouldn't give Daniel Jones a run for his money, but even the fact that someone would say that on the radio, even a caller, Daniel Jones, do you hear what they're saying about you? You were the sixth overall pick. They got, you know, at a certain point, while he's only in his third season, entering his third season, yeah, but he didn't develop in year two. I had high hopes for Danny Dimes. I'm cynical at this point. I'm not optimistic, but I hope for the best. Mike in Texas, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Yeah, I give Dak and McCarthy 1 year. They don't do it. I go Herschel Walker, get a bunch of number ones, rebuild the team.
Yeah, but Dak, wait, Dak, first of all, Dak has been paid an enormous amount of money. You take a huge cap hit. Secondly, Dak has a no-trade clause. He'd have to agree to it. You can't just, these are not baseball cards. Does anyone even trade baseball cards anymore? Do you know this is how old I am? I used to take baseball cards to PS41 in like the second grade, literally in a cigar box. We used to have shoe boxes and cigar boxes, and you'd stick the baseball cards in, and at recess, you'd trade baseball cards. PS41 on 11th Street. That's right. A lot of people went to PS41, by the way. You know, it was in Greenwich Village. A lot of people, who did I see recently? I know Gene Tunney, former heavyweight champion, used to, like, teach PE there way back in the day. But what's her name? Scarlett Johansson? PS41, huh? Huh, Raj? See that? That's right. I'll bet you at least one of those Beastie Boys went to PS41, too. Richard in Manhattan, you're on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Max, in the 60s, we used to flip baseball cards. That's and right. You used to, you know, win baseball cards from each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we put it against the wall and flipped it and knocked it down.
And right. And you ruined all the edges of the cards, right?
Yeah, we did all that stuff. Max, listen to this storyline for the NCAA tournament. Columbia University has not been in the tournament 52 years.
You're telling me. It's my alma mater, yeah.
Mine too. 1970 and Marcellus Wiley's alma mater. 1970, this is his 52nd year. The best player on the team last year couldn't play this year because the Ivy League did not have a schedule. So he transferred, Mike Smith, his name is, to Michigan. Mm-hmm. He's the starting point guard on the University of Michigan. Mm-hmm. If Michigan wins the title, mm-hmm. how ironic that would be. An Ivy League guard, nonetheless, a Columbia point guard is the starting point guard of a Michigan Big Ten team that wins the national championship. What would you think of that?
Are you sure we have a basketball team, or are you making this up?
Columbia?
I'm joking.
Max, I was at the gym. Max, I was at the gym when Jim Valvano brought Iona there.
Yeah.
1976.
I go to Columbia football games every now and again. Every now and again, I'll slip in there. How was Raj's wilding out Wednesday? I mean, Raj, you know what I want to call you? I think I just can call you Patient Zero. You're like Patient Zero.
Oh,
have you been
like
vaccinated?
That.
Go get yourself vaccinated. Plus, who's smarter than Max coming up?
Time to travel.
The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, they're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.
About to play some Who's Smarter Than Max? The Max Kellerman Show on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Raj, you know this whole time I've been reading that, you didn't put plus there one time. I'm on a Zoom screen. The Raj is, you know, producing remote from L.A. I'm in New York, you know, COVID days. Mm-hmm. And he the whole time it says ESPN Radio and ESPN. It's ESPN Plus.
Well, it is.
If not for my quick
ESPN.
Wits.
They're all ESPN.
If not for thinking on my feet, I wouldn't even have added the plus. Look at that improv ability. Oh. I knew right away it was ESPN Plus without it even having to read it. How does he do it? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. If there were a bracket of my favorite sports traditions, filling out a bracket would be the champion of that bracket. I love taking on my friends and family in ESPN Tournament Challenge and beating every single one of them. Sign up now for ESPN's Tournament Challenge at ESPN.com/bracket. And this year, you can boost your bracket with ESPN+. This is actually pretty cool. I've used this. Use Bracket Predictor to analyze each matchup, get recommended picks one game at a time, and import your picks directly into ESPN's Tournament Challenge. Sign up now at ESPNplus.com. Hey, Raj.
What's up, bud?
So you do a Wildin' Out Wednesday. You, Raj has to take every day of the week, rhyme it with a word that's an excuse to drink.
Well, today is Turning Up Thursday. You got to turn up today. It's Turning Up
shouldn't
Thursday.
Shouldn't it be a th sound instead of just a T?
Nah, it's Turn Up, man. Just got Turn Up Thursday. You got a reason to support your local businesses, man. But yeah, we did the Wildin' Out Wednesday.
Why don't you have to think about what you're doing Thursday?
Hey, listen.
How about you ever thought about spending some time with your kid Thursday?
It was a great song, my old friends. And, you know, I mean, sent you a picture I don't really remember taking, but a fan, there was a listener who heard the promo on 710 ESPN LA who knew we were going to be out or I was going to be out. And he took a picture with me and some other friends, and he had an old picture of you talking about Marcellus. It was great, man.
How old is your boy now, Raj?
He's 16. Caleb's
I remember
16.
When he. Yeah. What's his name? Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot already. All right. I remember when Caleb was like 10 or 11, and he took up like the bass guitar or something ridiculous like that, just so we could spend some time with you. The only things you were interested in: sports and music. And now he's sitting there alone in his room, like, what can I rhyme with C? How can I do a C word that I have dad spend some time with me? I got it. Catch up with Caleb. Oh, no day of the week it has a C in it. Damn it.
We'll do that Wednesday. But you know what the people really want to know?
What?
Is who's smarter than Max?
All right. Who is it?
That's right.
Who's smarter than Max?
This is where we do. Well, so far it's been Brendan every time, our fearless technical leader. How you doing, Brendan? How are you today?
Doing all right. Let's do it. What do we got?
Oh, as you know, the tournament
Chris Webber
off tonight.
Oh, wait. I
play-in games. So I just want to know this, gentlemen. There are 7 colleges that have made 10 or more Final Fours. 7 colleges that have made 10 or more Final Four. Max, why don't you name me one of them?
Duke.
That's good. They made 16. Good answer. That's their third or their fourth on the list at 16. There are 3 teams ahead of them. Brendan, can you name one of those teams that have made 10 or more Final Fours?
UCLA.
You know what? I thought they were number one, but they are not. But that's still good. That's still good. They've made 17 of them. They've made 17. There's one team that has made more than UCLA. But what do you got?
There's a team that's made more than UCLA?
Yeah. Surprised me even. I forget this.
North Carolina.
Bing! That's it. Bonus points for Max. That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are looking for the teams that have made 10 or more Final Four appearances.
Hold on. I see Brendan punching some buttons. Brendan.
Ooh, is he up there cheating?
You know that Marcellus used to cheat.
I'm not cheating.
He's so smooth.
I'm writing down the things you said already.
Damn it. I wish he was cheating. And then
so
I could have
list. No list.
Ground.
Come on. Here we go. Your turn, B. What do you got since you're on the computer?
You know I'm not cheating.
Michigan State.
Michigan State sneaks in with 10 right on the dot. That's right. You got 3 more teams. We're looking for teams that have made 10 or more Final Fours. Max, what you got?
10 or more Final Fours, you say, huh?
Yeah,
you know, Georgetown.
Boy, go ahead and play your victory music, Brendan. You know this man don't want to play. No, you know Georgetown. What are you talking about? No, Kentucky would have been acceptable.
Kentucky was my next answer.
Was my next guess.
We had another team with a K, Kansas. We had the great Danny Manning on earlier this week. And you said they're not known for basketball, Max, but Ohio State has made 10 Final Fours.
Yeah, they just haven't done that a lot recently, but they used to more often. Yeah.
That's fine. All right, let's hit the
call. Kentucky was my next, but I would have gone and then Kansas is a good one, too. Kansas, I would not have said Ohio State. Robert, driving across the country on the Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio.
Hey, Max. Good to talk to you.
You too, Robert.
Man, I'm a big fan. Anyway, I got a couple comments about Russell Wilson.
Yep.
I'm originally from Oregon. I moved to California 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. Still a Seattle fan. I love Russ, but I'm not liking him so much right now because why doesn't he follow suit to Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes, take a little bit less money, get the protection he needs. Other thing, if he's going to be traded, trade him to the Raiders, pick up Marcus Mariota and Waller, great tight end, and then a 1, 2, and 3 draft pick, pick up some O-linemen.
You really like Mariota? Here's the problem. You know, if you trade, like, you know why the Bears want Russell Wilson? Because everyone wants a great quarterback. The Bears have never had one in my lifetime. If you trade Russell Wilson, you're the Bears. If you're lucky, if you have a defense, you're the Bears. You know, Mariota doesn't have a starting job for a reason. He's not a bad quarterback. Maybe he's a starter, kind of. But if that's your quarterback, your team's just not, it really doesn't have a chance to win the Super Bowl. No, any team dealing for Russ, the Seahawks should get back a guy who they at least believe can become a great quarterback, or they can't make the deal. That's how much time do we have? Do we have time to sneak in another call? May I just say, Kansas? Am I right, Raj? Is Kansas one of the teams?
Play Max's music. That's right. You're right. Max plays the music. Yes, you did.
Max Kellerman Show, ESPN Radio. Shanahan Golic Jr. coming up.
The Max Kellerman Show, the podcast.